North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
I'll be home for Christmas. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to singer, songwriter, musician, Mary Sarah. Now, Mary is involved in a lot of different things in the music industry. She also cares about diabetes. And of course, November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And there's some other things that we're going to talk about that she's involved with in the community. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mary Sarah.
Mark, thank you so much for having me. I feel honored to be on your show.
Well, it's an honor to have you on my show, Mary Sarah. And I think about all the different people that you've been able to make music with. It's a pretty incredible list of people. I was very impressed, as young as you are, to be connected to so many in the music industry.
Thank you so much. It really is kind of crazy when I look back at all I've just been able to be a part of and to be able to accomplish. And, you know, I have to give credit to the Lord first and foremost, because he honestly has brought all the relationships into my life to make these things happen. And it's pretty crazy. My life continues to surprise me, and that's the exciting thing about it.
So if I call off some of the names, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Ray Price, Merle Haggard, Lynn Anderson, Tanya Tucker, the Oak Ridge Boys, Vince Gill, Ronnie Millsap, Neil Sedaka, it's an incredible list there of people that you've been able to sing with. What has been your experience being able to do all that and to grow as a singer?
Yeah, no, well, when you say grow as a singer, that is really, really what I did during that time. So I started that record at 15 years old. I was in the studio with Dolly at 15. And she was actually the first person to say, hey, yeah, I would love to be a part of this record. I was so nervous. I mean, I hadn't done much time in the studio prior to that. So I really, you know, it was all new for me. So I have to give credit so much to Kent Wells, who produced the Hope Bridges record, because he really helped walk me through that, especially at that age, because, you know, he did. He made a point that with all these legends, I mean, they're legendary. People know their voices. And he said, the thing is you're an independent, you're unknown, you know, and you've got to make sure, like, that you're stepping up your game and singing the best you possibly can on these records. And so he helped me to do that and learn how to be in the studio. And honestly, I learned how to sing harmonies during that time too, because I was just a lead singer prior to that. And then with that record, I had to work on singing harmonies, you know, especially like on the Vince Gill one. Woo, he can sing. But when we got in there to do it, he was singing harmony, and then he would sing lead, and then he would sing harmony. And so I was having to learn how to flip back and forth as well, which is, like, you know, not the easiest thing. So it was definitely just a growing experience in the studio, as well as just, you know, getting advice from each of them, getting to work with them, and just watching their elegance and their grace as they come in, and their professionalism. I mean, Kent and I spent like hours working on each song for my takes and stuff, and they would come in and sing three or four times, and it'd be like, okay, that's good, you know, that's it. And I'm like, it's amazing, you know. So it was a learning experience.
Here you are, 15 years old, making that kind of connection. How in the world does that even happen?
Relationships, honestly. I had been introduced to my manager at that time, and she introduced me to Kent Wells, who has produced Dolly through the years. And so he literally, you know, and I'll tell you what, that record for me, I think, shows a lot of what the legends at the time, and even now, how they were willing to help me as an unknown unsigned, because each of them did it. We didn't pay them to be on there. We sent them like my voice. We sent them like a couple performances and what song we wanted to do and stuff. And at that point it was up to them. And so I was very thankful, though. I had a lot of people, I guess, vying for my credibility, which was Freddie Powers, who's the executive producer on the record. He brought in, you know, Tanya Tucker and Willie and Merle, and so it was all really just like relationship driven, and I just happened to, I guess, be at the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, you know.
So it's a never forget where you came from moment.
Very, very much so. Very much so.
I like that. And David Frizzell, you've worked with David, and now this song, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, that had to be a real joy to be able to work with David on that as well.
It was incredible. So we met for the first time. It was like right before the craziness of COVID happened. And I think it was both of our last show before COVID happened. And it was a show here in Nashville, and he was headlining. And I had been asked just to sing like a couple songs for this fundraiser. And so I get up there and I sing my two songs. And, you know, I'm one of like six or seven other artists kind of getting up just singing one or two songs for this fundraiser. And I remember getting off stage and David was standing there, and he was like, girl, you know, you have an amazing voice. We got to do something together. We got to work together. I don't know what it is. We got to do something together. And he was just so excited and so ecstatic about trying to figure out what to do. And so I remember going to my dad that night, and I said, well, you're not going to believe this, but like David really wants to work with me. And I don't know what that looks like, whether we like make up a song or whatever, you know. And my dad's a jukebox. So he says, hey, you do know that the 40th anniversary of You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma is coming up. And I didn't. And I was like, well, what if we just ask if they want to do like a version that just like honors the song itself? And they were so excited. They were gung-ho to do it. And David was like, let's get it done. And so we did it. And it all just like, it's almost like it just all flowed so well. And honestly, I tell David all the time, I said, I think we've met in a past life, just because him and I click so easily, and even just like working with each other and performing together, it just feels so natural with the two of us. And I'm just so thankful for that. And now, even through this, I have just such a great relationship with him and his wife, Joanne. And like literally they're friends for life. So it's been crazy. And the Lord has blessed me and put me in the, like I said, the right place at the right time with, you know, the right people. And I just am really thankful for it. So
obviously chemistry is so important when it comes to making music with another person. And I was just listening to Country Roads as I was coming back from lunch with a friend today, and you do a great job with that song. And of course that's Risky, because John Denver is the man when it comes to Country Roads. And I know that that song has been redone by others in the past, but you do a great job on that song, Mary Sarah.
Thank you. That means the world to me. Cause you know, it is with like songs like that. And it even talks, I mean, even talking about like Bridges and doing You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. These are staple songs. Country Roads is a staple song.
Yes. That
everybody knows. It's a classic. It stood the test of time. So, you know, when we did go in to do it, that was really our thought. And actually, Kent Wells, who produced my Bridges record, produced that for me. And he has this understanding of really just, you know, respecting the song itself. And I like to say that we just kind of sprinkled a little Christmas dust on it. That's, we didn't do much changing or anything. We just sprinkled a little Christmas onto it.
I heard that. That was very nice as we enter into the holiday season. I know that there are probably some shows and some activities you're going to be involved in as you spread Christmas holiday cheer this year.
Yeah. Well, I'm really actually excited. I haven't been able to play a lot back at home in Houston. And we're doing a show on the 21st. It's called At the Mucky Duck. And it's just myself and my significant other, Mitch. He's also a musician. So we're going to get to play some songs and bring some holiday cheer too for that, which is going to be really great. But I will say, I actually am a new mom. So this holiday, it's a little crazier, I think, more or less with the family, having to go all over the place to make sure we take her with us. Because, you know, we don't, Mitch and I don't matter anymore. It's about Avalyn now. So our holidays are filled with family, just like I hope everyone else is too, though. And that's the whole idea with the Country Roads and mixing it with the Christmas cheer. That's what the song's about. Country Roads take me home to a place that I belong, you know. And that, to me, reminds me of Christmas and being home for the holidays. So that's a little bit like where we got that idea of mixing the two.
I love that. And I recall 8 years ago in the same situation with our daughter, Cora, as everyone wanted to see her at Christmas time. And so it becomes the season of Cora, and her birthday was December the 10th. So a few days later, it was Christmas. She was very, very young when we were celebrating that first Christmas.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah, no, it's no longer, it's definitely no more hugs for mama and dada. Where's the baby?
We're going to take a quick break, if it's okay, Mary Sarah. And one of the things that you may not be aware of, maybe you are, today is World Prematurity Day. And I know that your brother, Christopher, was born premature. And one of the things that it led you to was also diabetes awareness. Right now, we're talking to Mary Sarah, singer, songwriter, musician. And there's a couple of things that I want to talk about, especially since today is World Prematurity Day. And then also about diabetes, since it's Diabetes Awareness Month in November. Will you stick with me, Mary Sarah?
Of course.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. And we talk about a couple of things that affect a lot of people, premature babies and diabetes. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hear the city lights outshine the moon. I was just now thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Well, everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. And all the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip are wishing they could be like you.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. In the last segment, I was talking to Mary Sarah, and she's a singer, songwriter, musician, but she has a couple of things that she's very passionate about. And one of the things I mentioned was today is World Prematurity Day, and we're talking about premature babies. And her brother, Christopher, was a premature baby, born at a pound and a half. And then also her commitment to the diabetic community as we are in the month of November, Diabetes Awareness Month. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Mary Sarah.
Thank you so much. I work with a foundation called Cadence Hope. And that, honestly, even the start of working with them was such a God thing, because I had been performing in Galveston with the Oak Ridge Boys for just a couple of years. They would bring me down to sing Where the Boys Are on their stage. And it was kind of like a classic thing to do that we would do every year. Wayne Keller, who runs Cadence Hope, just so happened to be there on one of the nights. And he found me afterwards, and he had no idea, not a single clue who I was, that my brother was born in a pound and a half, no nothing, like just didn't have any idea. And he comes up to me and he said, I have this like weird feeling, and I know you don't know me, but I think you need to be our ambassador, like our national ambassador for our foundation. And he hands me this pamphlet and I'm reading it and I just kind of look up at him and I'm like, do you know that, like, about my family and, like, do you know my story and stuff? And he's like, no, I mean, I no idea. And so I tell him and it was literally like, what? Really? Like, it just, it so perfectly fit. And it is a really a big passion of mine because, you know, when my brother was born at a pound and a half, my mom was single. She was a single mom. And that's really hard, not only just to have a baby at being single, but as well as a preemie baby. So you're constantly going to the hospital. And a lot of the time, the hospitals, like in smaller towns, they don't have the needs to take care of premature babies. So a lot of those babies are life-flighted to a bigger hospital. So then those families, they can't see their children. And so, you know, Cadence Hope helps with those kinds of things. It's kind of like we take in a family and we go, where can we help you? What needs? Is it hospital bills? Is it hotel bills because you just want to stay in the same city as your baby? You know, it really is just, where can we help with that? And so, yeah, I have a huge passion for that. And then as well as diabetes, my brother, he's a type 1 diabetic. And I've lived first and foremost with him growing up and going through his really hard times. And we were there when he first was diagnosed with it. And we all got our, like, fingers pricked and, you know, while he was learning how to do it and check his blood sugar. And so it's been such a family journey. And so I think, like, in my brain, the least I can do is use the gift that God's given me to help in those areas that I know, I guess, first and foremost about. When I chose to be a part of Cadence Hope, it hit home, but I also got to read other stories of other families. And so that's why I do what I do. And I guess I said earlier that, you know, God gave me a voice and the least I can do is use it to help others. And so that in itself is just a passion of mine for Cadence Hope. And then as far as diabetes goes, I mean, that definitely has been more so something that I've lived with firsthand with my brother. And being a sibling, I think a lot of the times, or at least what I could probably say towards any advice on that is to just be understanding. A lot of what my brother went through was so unknown and new to him when he was diagnosed. And so we were all learning as to what that looked like and what kind of life. And so when he was diagnosed, I mean, pretty much what the doctors were saying is your whole life is going to change. And from the smallest of food he eats and how much insulin he has to take and how many times he has to check his blood sugar. And I mean, it's a whole nother job on top of his own life that he was handed. And so I think the biggest thing I could probably say is just to be supportive and really just understanding in the hard times.
Well, and you're 6 years younger than Christopher, but so many lessons to learn from this young man. He's 10 years yeah. younger than I am, but you think about, okay, he was born premature. He has mm-hmm. diabetes, and organ mm-hmm. donation also fits into that conversation as we talk about people becoming organ donors. He lives because yeah. of a liver transplant too.
Yeah. I think, you know, what's crazy too is, and I so wish you could talk with him because his whole story from his, obviously, point of view is different from mine, but he also just talks on a little bit of how hard at the same time that is to, you know, take someone else's organ, you know, that I don't think people think about that a lot of times because he had to realize, especially at 14, he thought, well, mom, you know, that person has to die for me to live.
Yes.
And like, or, you know, and so that was really like a hard thing to go through for him at a young age to accept that. And I would love for you to get to talk to him because he gets to talk so much more on the details of all that. But he really, I tell people all the time, he is my hero. He is Superman. He's incredible. He works so hard and he's never let anything stray him from just continuing to be who he is and owning who he is and loving who he is and loving every aspect of life and encouraging other people.
I would love to talk to Christopher and hear his story because I know it would be an encouragement to other people that are listening.
Yeah. I would so love to do that. I'm going to message him right after this and say, hey, Because he's a good talker, too. So I'm a good talker, but he also is a good talker, too.
That's great. And speaking of talking, I want to make sure that everything that you're doing, listeners today who are finding out about Mary Sarah for the first time, and maybe those who have followed you over your career, know where to find you, the new songs that have come out. We've talked about You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. We've talked about Country Roads. I want people to be able to connect with Mary Sarah. So how do we do that?
Yeah, so I'm kind of all over. So honestly, if you just type my name into Google, I think my website pops up. But if you just want to type in marysarah.com, Sarah with an H. And then I am all over kind of Facebook, Instagram. It's just Mary Sarah Music. And yeah, that's kind of, especially with the new music and stuff, just type in Mary Sarah into Spotify and iTunes, and that should pop up right then and there. So super simple. Just remember, I guess, remember my name.
Mary Sarah. Mary Sarah Gross, born in Oklahoma, another Oklahoma girl. And I know one, her name was Reba McIntyre, and she was from Oklahoma, too.
Yeah. Well, and then you got Blake Shelton, too.
Well, it's been a real joy to have you here on the Mark White Show today, Mary Sarah. And I look forward to talking to your brother, Christopher, and then also having maybe some new followers for you as you continue to make music. And I'm glad that you've been able to have the opportunities you've had to sing with some of, actually, like Merle Haggard. I met him a couple of times. I used to make tortilla chips, and I gave him a bag of chips at a concert in Tuscumbia. Acquired a couple of autographs at that time and gave those to friends that I knew just loved Merle Haggard. And so you've had some opportunities that are very unique for a young teenager at the time. As you mentioned, you feel very blessed about that. And I just wish you all the best, especially now that you're a new mom. Yeah. Wish you all the best going through these holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I know it's a very happy time for your family. So congratulations on that, and just have the best time.
Thank you, Mark. I so appreciate it. You're so wonderful, and I have absolutely loved our chat today. So I so appreciate you, and I'm honored that you are willing to have me on your show.
Absolutely. Folks, Mary Sarah, I hope that you'll check her out. As you mentioned, you can Google Mary Sarah, and you will find all about her. Check out her music. We're glad to have Mary Sarah on the Mark White Show today. And I'm glad that we could actually talk about some subjects like diabetes and premature babies as we think about World Prematurity Day and think about the month of November being Diabetes Awareness. Those are the things where we can make a real impact and a real difference. So find your place. Find an organization like Cadence Hope. Become part of that and make a real impact in your community. If this show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure to sing you. I'm sure missing you.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.